Jesus called his 12 disciples together and sent them out two by two with the power to cast out demons.
Take nothing with you except your walking sticks, no food, no knapsack, no money, not even an extra pair of shoes or a change of clothes. Stay at home in each village. Don't shift around from house to house while you are there. And whenever a village won't accept you or listen to you, shake off the dust from your feet as you leave. It is a sign that you have abandoned it to its fate.
So the disciples went out, telling everyone they met to turn from sin. And they cast out many demons and healed many sick people, anointing them with olive oil. Here ends the reading. Thanks be to God. Jesus gave us a lot of things to do before he died and was resurrected, and a lot of instructions that we are to go and do. That we are to go and do in the world his love so that it would continue to be revealed long after he left the tomb. So how will we do this? How will we follow his instructions to go and do, to go and reveal love in the world? What do we need to make this happen? Because Jesus is very clear. He says, take nothing with you. And this is where I get a little tripped up, because I feel like I need something with me. Don't we need something? Maybe some kind of training or some kind of tool, or maybe a really clear set of instructions. Kind of feels like we're being thrown out there totally unprepared. I mean, we have so much going on, don't we? Maybe once things settle down a little bit, or when we feel a little more secure in our faith, or in our work, or in our own personal healing, then maybe we can go and do. But Jesus says none of these things will help us reveal love in the world. Having life all figured out, or having everything all taken care of, or close to it, doesn't mean we will be able to reveal love any better. Love is revealed at all levels of faith, or having it together in this life. Love is revealed simply because it comes from God. And there was one little boy who instinctively knew this, because when his parents brought home his newborn sister, he snuck out of his bed one night and went to her room, and he stood at her crib and he said, "Tell me about God, sis. I'm beginning to forget." That baby had nothing with her, not a thing. She was born into this world without any food or knapsack or money or extra pair of shoes or a change of clothes. She wasn't capable of acquiring any of these things yet. But still, she revealed love. She exuded love. What newborn baby doesn't? They are so full of God, they don't need a thing to make us smile or to fill our hearts with joy. What that baby needed to reveal love was already within her. She didn't even need words. Who has revealed God's love to you that took you by surprise because it was the least likely person or place where you thought it would happen? Who has revealed God's love to you without using a single thing? Maybe not even words. It's those times that Jesus is talking about in this scripture, because it's in those times that something bigger happens, something bigger than us, because it's of God. It's of the Spirit. It's of love. And love may be represented in things like wedding rings or photographs, but it's what those things evoke in us that bring us into our love. Because Jesus is not saying, don't give someone money because they need money, or stop bringing in food and clothes for the street reach and Urban Peak and Family Promise like we do. People who need those things, and our giving them does reveal God's love in the world. We give them out of love. But doing God's work in the world is that and so much more. It's exuding love. It's revealing love. Because the person behind the counter at Starbucks may not need a meal or an extra pair of shoes from us, but they need love. And our next door neighbors may not need donations from us so they can pay their bills, but they need love. Who doesn't need love? Who doesn't want to feel loved in this life? Love casts out demons. What are the demons of today? What negativity or hatred or fear is circulating through our world today? And if we reveal God's love, how will that transform them? Because God and God's love is big enough to do that. And the more love that's out there just means those modern day demons will have less of a chance of surviving. And Jesus was really smart because he knew we'd be thinking, yeah, but you don't know my next door neighbor. They don't want a thing to do with love. We've all had a neighbor or coworker or someone in our lives who we thought, oh, there's no getting through to them. Mrs. Campion in the house across the street and Mr. Miller down the road were the two neighbors I grew up thinking would never smile or show kindness to anyone. We kids walked on the other side of the street when we got to Mr. Miller's house, and none of the kids talked to Mrs. Campion. She yelled at everyone. So what do? Do you give it right back? Or do you shake the dust off and give it to God to take care of? Because God can handle it. God can handle tough situations way better than we can. And shaking the dust of negativity off of our souls when someone has been mean or unkind to us is a way better plan than being unkind back, or being anything less than love, for that matter. Because we are to reveal love in the world, not hatred. And that's hard. It's hard having to bite our tongues to find our filters when the Mrs. Campions out there are not being kind or accepting of us. It's hard to dust that off, but we are called to. We are instructed to, because if we don't, then we are contributing to the negativity and harmful energy. And we're supposed to be doing the opposite of that. So in order to dust all of that yuck off of us, we have to find where love is revealed to us. What heals you? What anoints your soul with healing and love? Who helps you bring you back to your love? And I highly doubt going out to buy an extra pair of shoes or change of clothes that Jesus was referring to will actually heal any of that for us, although it can be a pretty good distraction for a while, and it can be a temporary fix. But those things don't last. They don't fill our voids or remove any of the yuck from us. But love does. God's love can turn anything around. Love can turn a bad day into a great day. Love can turn a bad mood into a great mood. It sure did for this one man who was just like Mr. Miller on my street. He was the father of a 3-year-old daughter, and he was angry and upset because money was tight, and he let it show. He got all over his daughter's case when she used a whole big sheet of wrapping paper just to wrap one tiny little box. He scolded her, saying, "Don't you know we can't afford that? Don't you know not to use all of that paper?" The next morning, she handed her father the box. She'd wrapped the gift for him. He took it, and when he opened it, he found nothing inside of it. And he got angry again, and he said, "Don't you know that when you give someone a present, you're supposed to put something inside the box?" And his daughter looked up at him, and with tears in her eyes, she said, "But Daddy, it's not empty at all. I blew kisses into the box, and they're all for you. Take nothing with you. but the love of God, and cast out demons. Heal the sickness of anger and hate, and anoint others with kisses from God. Amen.